Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Albany insider Jack O'Donnell is joining us this morning on Primary Day. And, you know, Jack, the marquee race for voters today is New York governor. Voters are choosing Democrat and Republican nominees. But isn't it a seemingly different primary than was envisioned last August when Andrew Cuomo resigned?
Certainly. Good morning and happy first Primary Day. I think the world has changed a lot and continues to change very quickly. But I do think one of the big changes is Erie County's own Kathy Hochul has gone from, seemingly a lightweight interim holdover in the office to the overwhelming favorite, both to win today and in November. And we've also seen a Republican race that Lee Zeldin was seemingly coronated by Republican leaders around the state. And now some polls have him ahead, but some have it pretty close. So a lot's going to come down to turnout today across the state.
Turnout, you know, I mean, it seems like everything's so politically charged, right? And, you know, we'll get to some of the reasons in just a moment. But despite everything in the news, the importance of going out to the polls and voting, you expecting any bump at all today?
No. And what's interesting is we've already seen, at least in New York City, where a lot of voters live, that early vote was down almost 50% from a year ago. Now, they had a mayor's race a year ago, and some things have changed. But, for all the hype and all the interest in political issues, I don't know we're going to see a very big turnout today.
What is the polling like on the Republican side? And what about undecideds? How large a group is that?
Well, undecideds in some polls are as high as 35%, which could be almost leading the field. Most Republican polls have had Zeldin ahead by a healthy margin, but we've seen a couple that have him, neck and neck or certainly within the margin of error with Andrew Giuliani. And Harry Wilson, who spent the most money in a sort of a somewhat distant third. So we've also got Rob Hesterino, who was the nominee for the Republican Party in 2014, running as well. So, I think there's a fair amount of uncertainty there. Zeldin could win if he gets his vote out, but, we've seen surprises in Republican gubernatorial primaries before. Think of Carl Palladino winning in 2010. So it depends on where the turnout comes from.
Jack, you mentioned this is the first of two primaries. Wouldn't it have made more sense to have just one primary in August? Ralph Moore told us this morning a normal primary for Erie County costs $200,000 to $300,000. With two this year, he said it's going to be double that amount. And that's just one New York State county.
Absolutely, it would have made a lot more sense. And we're talking about a couple $1 million across the state for each of these primaries. But also, there's an opportunity cost, right? There's voters are confused about what they're voting for, who they're voting for, and when, which will impact the turnout. And look, state leaders envision running everyone together in a June primary. And then these court cases and redistricting and a number of factors have impacted that. But like a lot of things in New York state election law, it doesn't make any sense.
Switching focus to some of these Supreme Court decisions and their political ramifications. Jack, how much does this change the political picture? This moving of abortion rights to the states to decide, does that change things much politically, or just simply because of the issue, And because most Americans are impacted by other things much more than they are this issue, will it not make that much of a difference?
Well, it remains to be seen. I think it's less that it's a state issue because we're not going to see a lot of those fights yet, right, on who's making a decision in these states. But I do think it goes to energy and it goes to turnout. Everything we've seen is that Republican, conservative voters are very energized. And the question is, does this energize some younger, some Democratic-leaning and progressive folks to vote Democratic or to get out to vote? There's also a huge swing constituency in suburban voters, especially suburban women voters. These are statistically a lot of people who voted for Republicans and voted for Donald Trump and then switched. They voted for Biden and voted for Democrats in the last couple cycles. And all the polling we've seen, some of the off-year elections we saw in New Jersey, in Virginia, and then local elections in places like Long Island, we saw those suburban voters, especially middle-aged white women, returning to the Republican Party on issues like crime and the economy and education, really. So the question is, a lot of those women tend to, again, statistically, favor reproductive rights. And so is that enough to swing some of them back to the Democrats? If so, it could be a significant factor along with that turnout issue.
On Thursday, there's a special legislative session in Albany to deal with that concealed carry ruling from last week. What do you expect lawmakers to do?
So we haven't seen any of the proposed legislation yet, but our understanding is that even with the Supreme Court decision, it basically says that New York can't require you to have a special reason to justify having a concealed carry permit. But what they think they're allowed to do is, A, put in some other criteria before you can get that permit, whether that is training, whether it is additional courses for their background checks. But those would apply to everyone, right? So no special use. Everyone would have to do that to apply for a permit. And then secondarily, we think that the state believes they're allowed to designate additional places as sensitive spaces, really, places where you shouldn't be allowed or wouldn't be allowed under state law to have a concealed weapon. And those could be places like schools, subways, playgrounds. I think really figuring out what the language is that would be permissible under this ruling, those are the two things we're going to see, some specific rules about getting a permit and then also some specific rules about where concealed carry is not allowed.
Is this, balance between federal and state rules more of a pendulum, or do you see this kind of swinging the state's way so much so to a future that, you know, here we are, we're talking about abortion, gun control. A year and a half ago, we're talking about lockdown measures and what the government is allowing to stay open in terms of businesses. Do you see maybe into the future that state by state, this country might look vastly different?
Well, I think that's a constant friction, right? In our federalist society, is what are federal laws and what are state laws? And you know, yes, especially in a lot of these areas, we've seen the pendulum shift towards federal rules on civil rights, on abortion, on a number of other issues. But I think always underneath it is the states, the laboratories of democracy, and sort of what they're doing, and whether that's because of a decision like we saw from the court, the Supreme Court on Friday, which explicitly is trying to leave things to the state, or when we see it that states are trying to push the envelope, whether that's on more, you know, liberal rules, more conservative rules, often around education, some different places where we haven't seen the federal government really fully take over some of those things. So, you know, I think it's a constant shift, and I think it's healthy in a Federalist society.
Jack, we appreciate the time. Jack O'Donnell, Albany Insider, joining us this morning on WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.